Nolte, CNN's Don Lemon doubles down on attack of white men. By John Nolte on November 1, 2018. CNN's Don Lemon doubled down on his attacks against white men on Wednesday night. "I made some comments about that in a conversation with Chris," Cuomo, the anti-Trump activist, told his viewers. "I said that the biggest terror threat in this country comes from radicals on the far right, primarily white men. That angered some people. But let's put emotion aside and look at the cold hard facts. The evidence is overwhelming. A recent report from the Government Accountability Office shows that," he said. "Even though more people died in attacks connected to Islamic extremists, the vast majority of deadly attacks in this country from 2001 to 2016 were carried out by far-right violent extremists. After admitting Islamic terrorists had killed a whole lot more people than white men, the basement-rated Lemon went on to claim that right-wing extremists are responsible for 74% of deadly attacks were carried out by right-wing extremists." Lemon did not explain how right-wing extremist automatically translates into his generalization of white men as a whole. As an example, the male bomber caught last month will likely be listed as a right-wing extremist, but is a Filipino who identifies as a Seminole Indian. Lemon also cherry-picked a statistic that best fit his partisan narrative, which is a sub-sub-sub statistic based on deadly attacks only between the years 2007 to 2016. What Lemon did not want his viewers to know, however, is that in less than 3 years, there have been over 630 recorded acts of violence, threats, vandalism, and bullying by leftists against Trump and his supporters. What's more, Lemon and his far-left network regularly encourage, justify, and dismiss this violence against Trump and his supporters. Just last month, Lemon said leftists have a constitutional right to harass Republicans until they are chased out of a public space, such as a restaurant. In September, Lemon defended the public harassment of Ted Cruz and his wife. And on Monday, Lemon said we have to start doing something about white men, adding there is no travel ban on them, there is no white guy ban, so what are we going to do about that? In August, Chris Cuomo told his viewers that the terrorism committed by the left-wing Antifa against the GOP is right. In July, CNN commentator Mark Lamont Hill, who is also a supporter of anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan, defended violence against anyone wearing a Make America Great Again hat. In June, CNN's April Ryan told a Republican woman she deserved death threats. Also in June, a CNN contributor attacked those calling for civility. In May, CNN's Chris Siliza released a video of President Trump in crosshairs. This is just an accounting of the last 6 months. The far-left CNN is widely seen as one of the most partisan, divisive, extremist, and irresponsible news outlets in the country. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.